Here's some very good advice. You'll agree with that, will you? Stay away from fools, for you won't find knowledge there. That's really one to meditate on, isn't it? If you want wisdom and you want to know how to do things, you go ask a godly man or a godly woman. You know, you ask godly people how to do things, but stay away from a fool. You will not find knowledge there. Now it says, the wise look ahead to see what is coming, but fools deceive themselves. You know, I plan, and I always have planned for the future. But you know, I think as a rule, the overall thing that God did, from what I have observed in my life, He made them male and female. And when He made the woman, as a rule, in the woman, He put short-term things. Like, what am I going to fix for dinner today? What are we going to wear today? Yeah, that's right. I mean, what are you going to wear to church next Sunday? Well, forget that. That's a week away. You know, I'll be concerned about that next Sunday morning, you know, or next Saturday night. And that's what I wake up sometimes at 2 o'clock in the morning, and Cheryl is up in there trying on a different outfit. I said, what are you doing, woman? She said, well, I'm trying to figure out what I'm going to wear at church tomorrow. I said, my lads, go to bed, girl. No, I want to know what I'm going to wear tomorrow. I've got to get it all laid out, see how it fits, coordinated, and everything. I thought, oh, Lord. But men, you know, when we think about what we're going to wear Sunday morning? Maybe 5 minutes before, Kim. When you get up and open the closet, you say, let's see now, which one of these am I going to wear today? That's a normal man, right? Yours is just like that too, right? Sure. That's the way. But the normal man will try to figure out how to make enough money to make the car payments for next month or the house payment for next month. He's thinking long term. Or he wants to have a house and have it paid for in 15 or 20 years. He's thinking that far ahead. I need to have these things done so I can send my children to school. I know when my daughter gets to be 16, she's probably going to want a horseless carriage. And that thing's going to cost money. Is that right? So start preparing for it. They're going to want those things, and they're going to cost money. So men prepare long term. They look ahead. Don't spend any money today. But your wife said, well, we got money in the bank, and I want this new dress, so I'm going to buy it. But you don't need that new dress. Let's leave the money in the bank. We might need it 10 years from now. 10 years now? Who cares about 10 years from now? She's short term, right now. She wants that dress now. She don't want it 10 years from now. She wants it now. And that's the way women are made. God made you girls like that. So that's just the way y'all are. You're made to think short term. But He made us to think long term. And so sometimes that's why there's a conflict between the two, you know. But we have to learn to live with each other with all these things. But you want to make sure that you're wise, because the wise look ahead to see what is coming. But a fool, he just deceives himself. He just don't even care about today, tomorrow, 10 years from now. Who cares? You know, if I got something today, who cares if I got a job next week? You know, they don't even think about, you know, working diligently and hard and staying with it. But God calls those kind of people fools. 9 and 10. Fools make fun of guilt, but the godly acknowledge it and seek reconciliation. It's just like here a while back, there was a lady that her and her husband, they're now married for several years, and as I taught the Word of God, she tried to get her husband to come with her and repent of their sin because they lived together for a year before they got married. He said, no, I didn't do anything wrong. She said, I did. We did. She said, we sinned. And she said, I want to repent. And so she had to repent herself. Her husband would not come. He did not come, would not. And he would not acknowledge. He told me one day, he said, I didn't do anything wrong. Sure, my wife and I had sex before we got married, so what's the big deal? I said, you don't know God. He said, I'm a Christian. I got news for you. The boy don't know the king. Or at least the king don't know him. That's for sure. Because he refuses to acknowledge his sin. The scripture says, fools make fun of guilt. But the godly acknowledge it, guilt, and seek reconciliation. This woman, her heart was broken. After she heard me teach the Word of God for a few times, she came to me and she said, Pastor, my heart breaks that I think about that I sin before my God and that I lived with my husband all that time, nearly a year before I married him. And she said, I said I was a Christian then. But she said, I didn't know anything about the Word. But she said, now, when I hear you teach this, I go and I read my Bible. And said, my Bible says that. So she said, I know I was wrong. So she said, I have pleaded with the Lord to forgive me for my sin. And I said, and he has. You know, I said, but you learned something. I said, now don't go do it again. She said, don't worry. I won't ever make that mistake again. But her husband never acknowledged it. He refused to acknowledge he ever done anything wrong. What does God call that guy? A fool. Isn't that something? If God calls you a fool, you're a fool. Each heart knows its own bitterness. Each heart. And no one else can fully share its joy. You know, there's nobody knows your heart except God in its entirety. You know, that's where all the issues of life come from the heart. And sometimes you and I will do things that someone else will not understand. I mean, just will not understand it, why we do what we do. But God always understands. That's why the Lord tells us when somebody does things that you don't understand, he said, instead of holding a grudge against them or receiving an offense from them, he said, just turn them over to me. I know their heart. Now, in his sight, just like Paul says, you know, I'm not a sinner as far as I know. I'm not sinning anywhere. But he said, only God really judges me truthfully. Only he really knows my heart. Well, that's the same way with all of us. You know, we may think we're not sinning, but we may be somewhere. But God knows our heart. I thought about when I fell out of that truck this Monday morning on my back and how God so protected me and everything. When I did get it loaded and tied down and got started on the way home, I said, Lord, I know on the way down here this morning, now see, Friday or Thursday or whenever it was, when the weather was bad, I wanted to go down there and get that stuff. I bought all that equipment and I have a little trailer and I looked all over the place for my little trailer and I couldn't find it. So I finally called my son. I said, son, have you done something with the little trailer? He said, yeah, I loaned it to my brother-in-law. And I said, well, where does he live? He said, up here in Justin. I said, well, could you go get it for me? I need to go to Dallas, and if I take the little trailer, I can get everything in one load. He said, no problem. So he run by there to get it, and he called me in a few minutes and said, it's sitting up here in front of his house with a flat on it. I said, good grief. Now then, can't get it fixed this afternoon. It's raining. I just barely got time to get down there. And so I went down there lightly grumbling and complaining because I didn't have my other trailer. Now, I know none of y'all ever done anything like that. But then Monday morning, as I'm going back, a beautiful day, I'm saying, you know, if I had have had that little trailer, I wouldn't have had to make this second trip. Does that sound like a little bit of light grumbling and complaining? It really was. It really was a little bit of light grumbling. Maybe that's what opened the door for the enemy to break that strap for me to fall off of that pickup. Because as I started home, I said, Lord, if that little bit of grumbling and complaining is what opened the door, I am grateful that you were there to protect me. Because if you hadn't been, I could have been busted up in bad shape. You know, I have known of other men that fell out of the back of a pickup that it killed them, or it broke their back, or it broke ribs, or whatever. What, honey? Broke their neck, yeah. And thank you, Jesus, I fell out of that thing on my back and didn't even have a red mark on my back. And that night, my honey bunny, she was not going to be satisfied till she could see my back without a shirt. She wanted to know what my back looked like. I told her, I said, there's not going to be a bruise or a mark on my back. And man, she looked at it, she rubbed it, she turned me around there in the light, she did all kinds of things, and she said, you're right, there's not even a scratch on your back. Now then, is God good? He is very good. Then it says here, each heart knows its own bitterness, but no one else can fully share its joy. Also, whenever, if you're really having a great day, you have such joy in your heart, but people cannot really see inside your heart. They don't know how much. They can sometimes see outwardly how you're enjoying the day. You know, I mean, Monday I started out with a real good set of tests. I mean, you know, to start off with, I had to go get that stuff, you know, which I could have got if I'd already had the trailer, but I didn't have. And so I started off by falling out of the truck, you know, and the Lord rescued me out of that. And then I came back here and started working, and a couple of other little things went wrong, and I had different pieces of equipment break, and different things were happening, and all kinds of things. And then finally, later in the afternoon, that great big giant 100 horse tractor I got, that big old 1,000 pound blade that I pulled behind it that I grade the road with and all that stuff, I was trying to grade down this big pile of dirt that's right out here that I wanted to move so I could make it all smooth, so if we need to park there someday, it'll be smooth. And I've got the front end loader. I'm trying to switch it over to make the blade work, and when I unplug the hoses, I can't get them plugged back in. I worked 30 minutes and finally had to release the hydraulic pressure on the system by taking a line loose before I could plug them in. That was another little test, but I finally overcome that. And then after I got that all done, I'm working and everything appears to be going good, and I come by that pile of dirt and scoop down and get a bucket full of that dirt and make a turn, and I hear some of the terriblest noise. The whole tractor shakes. Bam, bam, bam.
We're going to have to stop right there for today, but we'll start again tomorrow with a teaching. And if you'd like to have these teachings in their entirety, if you would just give us a call, we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. That's at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. And we'll send them to you free and postpaid. Or you can go to our website. You can listen to these teachings again from the website. Or you can get them free and postpaid from www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. That's the Living Savior Ministries. There you can listen to these again, or you can order them free and postpaid, and many other teachings free and postpaid from our website. Praise the Lord Jesus.